For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, September 6th, 2017.
When you could turn on the TV and see a Nazi swastika, or see the KKK, or see racism coming out of the mouths of the President of the United States, this is not how our children should be growing up. It is a disgrace in America.
New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer.
And I am getting to that point in my life as a parent that I'm going to have to explain to Max and Miles the history and the struggle of their abuelo, because not every book should be judged by its cover. Everyone has diversity in their families. And I'm going to have to tell them this story. But here's the story I'm going to tell them. Their daddy was on the front line as leaders before us. And we won this fight. And when Trump is no longer president, he will be a teaching moment for the children of America. And I can't wait to help write that story. Thank you very much.
Stringer, along with other city leaders, gathered last night under the rotunda inside City Hall to denounce Donald Trump's decision to phase out DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which benefits thousands of young immigrants who were brought into the United States illegally as children. But here in New York City, the Chief of Patrol, Terry Monahan, says nothing has changed.
I just want everyone to rest assured, absolutely nothing has changed in the way the NYPD operates. We abide by city law. We never, ever ask someone's immigration status.
Monahan says no one should ever fear going to the police because of their immigration status. And with the school year beginning, it's known that many children are living in fear that their parents will be deported, or for older children now, that they would be deported to some country which isn't home. School's Chancellor Carmen Farina.
I believe that true leadership brings out the best in all of us. And leaders who don't look for the best in people are bound to lose something very special in their leadership. So my message today is very clear. Every student, parent, educator is welcome and safe in our schools. We will do everything to defend you and keep you safe. But most important, we honor what you bring into our schools. We celebrate different cultures and backgrounds, and we learn for each other. That is what makes New York City very, very special. And that's also what's going to get us through this to a much and better world. En español, quiero asegurar a todos los padres, estudiantes y maestros en la ciudad de Nueva York que estamos aquí para protegeros. Estamos aquí para enseñar al mundo que estamos juntos en esto que estamos haciendo ahora y que una persona que está en cargo de un departamento o de una ciudad tiene que proteger la persona que más débil está. Y para eso están aquí las escuelas. Y estamos aquí también para hacer especial las culturas que traéis y las maneras de pensar que son diferentes y también al mismo tiempo iguales. Estamos aquí para todos vosotros.
Young immigrants already enrolled in DACA remain covered until their permits expire. If their permits expire before March 5th, 2018, they are eligible to renew them for another 2 years as long as they apply by October 5th. If their permits expire beyond that March date, they won't be able to renew and could be subject to deportation when their permits expire. People who miss the October deadline will be disqualified from renewing their permission to remain in the country, and they could face deportation unless a new bill passes. The Trump administration, however, has said it won't actively provide information to immigration authorities, but this has not quieted fears. Meanwhile, it's up to Congress to take up and pass legislation helping DACA beneficiaries. Minority Leader New York Senator Chuck Schumer spoke out about Donald Trump's decision to end DACA on the steps of the Capitol today.
I want to cut to the chase. The president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless. If this order stands, hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart. Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
Schumer quotes a recent study by the Center for American Progress. It says 91% of Dreamers are employed, paying taxes, paying into Social Security, and that ending DACA would drain $433 billion from our national GDP over 10 years.
It's no wonder that 500 business leaders of America are up in arms over the president's decision. Now, I'm glad that some Republicans in Congress have voiced their opposition to the president's decision, because we're going to need them to right the ship. Congress has an ability and an obligation to act, which is why we today are calling on Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell to immediately put the DREAM Act on the floor for a vote in the House and Senate. We're ready to pass it. I am confident that if put on the floor, it will garner overwhelming support from both sides of the aisle. But let us say this, and I think I speak for the leader as well. If a clean DREAM Act does not come to the floor in September, we're prepared to attach it to other items this fall until it passes.
Meanwhile, a window may have opened this afternoon for Democrats and some Republicans to gain leverage in the debate over immigration and resolve the legal status of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Congressional leaders met with Trump at the White House on issues from tax reform to Hurricane Irma preparedness and disaster aid for Harvey-affected areas. Overruling some top Republican leaders, Trump said he wants Congress to raise the debt ceiling and fund the government for 3 months. Schumer and House Minority Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who were at the meeting with Donald Trump and thanked for attending, issued a joint statement. It said both sides have every intention of avoiding default in December and look forward to working together on many issues before us. House Speaker Ryan accused Democrats of playing politics with Harvey relief by trying to create pressure for their agenda. Meanwhile, New York City public advocate Tish James wants to see lawyers step up in the battle to protect DACA recipients, and she says we should not trade on the DREAM Act and attach other items to it.
And hold it hostage for border measures. We should not do that. That is unthinkable and unconstitutional and unreasonable. Young people, young dreamers have served in our military. They were first on our scenes in our disasters, like we saw last week during Hurricane Harvey. They are teachers and doctors and neighbors and friends, and dreamers put trust in our government, and deporting them is really reprehensible. And many of the children protected by DACA came to America to escape violence and to seek opportunities for a better life. And so it's really critically important that we stand with them. And it doesn't come to any surprise that every business that I heard today have come out in criticizing this policy. And they recognize the economic fallout of this decision. And for a president who is so concerned with making America great again, he's doing everything in his power to bring us down morally and economically. We know these people are invaluable. We know these individuals are invaluable. They're invaluable members of our families and our communities, and we will not allow this administration to continue advancing policies that destroy them and destroy the future of our country. And for those who question whether or not it's legal, whether or not it's a question of legality depends upon who is wearing the robe. And I refuse to allow individuals who wear the KKK robe to determine whether or not this is legal. Legality should be determined by those who understand the law and those who recognize that this country, that the principle of this country was founded upon opening up our doors for all individuals. I tell you now and I tell you always that immigrants in this country are welcomed in New York and they're welcomed in this country, and we will not turn our back on them. Lawyers, we need you. Step up and come to the plate and fight for justice.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo say Congress must pass the DREAM Act. It was introduced to Congress in 2001, and since then it has gone through many revisions. It's being worked on now by Democratic Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois and South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. The bill would provide a path to citizenship for dreamers. Trump.
Should dreamers be worried?
We love the dreamers. We love everybody.
President Trump told us, we love dreamers. And yesterday he announced that we love Dreamers, but we are now going to deport Dreamers.
Senator Dick Durbin.
The countdown clock began yesterday with the Trump administration, a six-month clock that says to the 780,000 who are protected by DACA, your protection is going away. The protection that keeps you in this country without fear of deportation, the protection that allows you to work. And yesterday, the Attorney General of the United States of America, sworn to uphold the Constitution and laws of this nation, announced that he would not use the power of his office to protect those who are currently in the United States under the DACA program. There was a smile on his face, and for those of us who have followed his career in the Senate, it was no surprise. He has never, never supported the Dreamers. He has never supported comprehensive immigration reform, and it's one of the reasons that many of us could not vote for him to be the Attorney General of the United States. The President gave him this task of making this announcement, and then he turned it over to Chris Kobach. Does the name ring a bell? Secretary of State of Kansas and President Trump's appointment to a voter fraud commission who said that those who are protected by DACA should leave the country. Leave the country. That's their answer. Well, I know what happened across the United States. There was a moment there when these Dreamers and their families were in tears, hugging one another, wondering what's coming next, what will be next in our future. But I know something else from my experience. When I introduced the DREAM Act and I would go to audiences in Chicago with Jan Schakowsky and Robin Kelly and Luis Gutierrez, and we would talk about the DREAM Act, the students would listen and nod their heads. I would go outside to my car, and in the darkness, as I went to get in my car, standing next to it would be two or three young people. They would look in both directions, and they would say to me very quietly, "Senator, I'm a dreamer." The reason they whispered it was because they had been raised by their families to be extremely careful. Never let anyone know who you are, where you are, that you're undocumented. That's what their first reaction was. But did you notice what happened next? The Dreamers started standing up, showing the kind of courage that all of us hope we can muster today. They stood up and said, "We are Dreamers and we're proud of it, and we want to tell you who we are." I started going to the floor of the Senate with color photographs over 100 times to tell the stories of these Dreamers. And each one of those stories really made the case for why we need to make sure that justice is served when it comes to DACA and the DREAM Act. So I stand here with the confidence that these Dreamers and their courage, their families and their courage, are behind us. And now it's time for us, members of the House and Senate, to summon the courage and to fight for them and pass the DREAM Act. Are we ready to do that? Yeah. Of course we are. And I would say this to President Trump. If you love the Dreamers, help us pass the DREAM Act. I would say to the Republicans in Congress who were not swept away by the anti-immigrant rhetoric which we have heard over and over again, stand up with us and let me spell out a few of them who have and give them credit for it. First, my colleague Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, my co-sponsor of the DREAM Act, and three other Republican senators who've come forward so far deserve the credit too, Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Flake, and yesterday Cory Gardner. We need 8 more Republican senators to step up for the 60 votes we need to pass this in the Senate. But I am heartened by the fact that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have made it clear that our caucus is committed to the Dreamers, we are committed to justice, and we are demanding that we pass a clean DREAM Act this September, this year, to protect these Dreamers and generations to come.
You're listening to the news on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Reaction and resolve after the Trump administration rescinded DACA protection.
For me, it's very hard to maintain my composure when we see the level of cruelty and inhumanity that consistently is being inflicted by this administration.
New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito.
New Yorkers know that immigrants make our city and our country stronger. New Yorkers know that no human is illegal. And New Yorkers who are united in our unwavering, steadfast support of our immigrant family, friends, and neighbors are definitely appalled at today. Each day, we're bracing ourselves for another assault on any group that does not look like what Trump and his Confederacy of cowards define as American. I'm here to say resoundingly, unwaveringly, to immigrant New Yorkers, to nuestra familia, that we stand by you and for you. While this president is abandoning you, we will not. Repealing DACA is the latest ploy from a cruel, uncaring White House and president that is hell-bent on undermining our nation and the American dream. DACA has been an essential lifeline for close to 1 million young people, many of whom have only ever known the United States as home. Dreamers are Americans. They are Americans in all ways, but on paper. And this is through no... And this is through no fault of their own. The nation has failed them, their families, and their communities by refusing to deliver, in the course of more than 12 years, humane and reasoned immigration policy. Dreamers are your children's teachers, your neighbors, engineers, designers, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, and a crucial part of the American fabric. With 42,000 Dreamers in New York, chances are you have interacted with them at work, church, or school. These are real people. I refuse to accept that the new American normal is going from low to lower. We will not allow short-sighted and cruel decisions such as the repeal of DACA to make havoc and upend American lives. Repealing DACA doesn't jeopardize the lives of the very people who risked everything to be here and who have made countless contributions to our country. Repealing DACA also puts our very economy at risk. New York State alone would suffer over a $2 billion loss in GDP. And removing the over 800,000 people who have remained here through DACA will cost this country over $433 billion over the next decade. This is a staggering amount. The Attorney General Sessions claims that the DOJ could not defend DACA because it would not hold up in court. Yet the full force of the DOJ and the administration was brought to bear to try to defend what was in essence a ban on Muslims entering the country, another act in a blatant pattern of exclusion and marginalization. What we heard today was a distortion of DACA and its impact on our country. Instead of rewarding these hardworking Americans, the president and the attorney general are pitting communities against each other with blatant lies. This is not about jobs. This is about racism and xenophobia.
Raul Contreras is a dreamer who works in New York City Mayor de Blasio's office. He remembers the first time he was at a meeting with the mayor.
A group of us shuffled into his office, and I sat in the middle of a long couch, and the mayor walked in and sat right in front of me, flipped his tie over his shoulder, and began eating lunch. And because that's what being undocumented does. It makes you doubt yourself. It makes you feel like you don't belong. I didn't know I was undocumented until my early teens, and it was because I was in the midst of applying for a license, a driver's license, and I realized I didn't have the documentation to actually go through with that. It was also then that I realized that life was going to be a little more difficult for me, and this sense of shame and a feeling of being a financial burden on my family and friends who used to drive me everywhere began to set in. And it only got worse when I started applying for college, and I had to face astronomical tuition, ineligibility for financial aid, and slim selections for scholarships. My family began tearing itself apart. My parents often fought and prayed for a way to pay for my higher education. And they did this while working laborious jobs. My mother worked, and still does, cleaning houses, while my father worked at catering halls and at limousine services. picking up whatever work he can get to actually get us through, you know, the American life. It was thanks to a foundation that I later received a grant that got me through 4 years of college, and I know others aren't that lucky, and it's unfortunate. And it was in my sophomore year of college when President Barack Obama actually signed his executive action, DACA. And for the first time in a long time, I felt like an American again. I was truly independent for the first time, no longer a financial burden, the feeling of shame finally lifting. I was able to participate in internships, work jobs that paid a decent wage, eventually working my way up here to City Hall, where I have the chance to serve the city I love.
Contreras says his story isn't unique in any way. He says Trump's actions rolling back DACA are not just an affront to him and his parents, but to every parent who crossed scorching deserts or landed on a tarmac with signs pointing to an elusive American dream. Contreras says he worries about the new deadline he and other dreamers are facing, the new deadline of March 5th, 2018, the window Trump gave lawmakers to push immigration legislation to address the issue.
And many of us are planning our next steps out of fear. We're asking ourselves, what will I do if I lose my job? How am I going to pay my bills? That burdensome feeling sinking in again. I feel like my 16-year-old self again. Learning for the first time that I was undocumented, unable to apply for a license, feverishly Googling loopholes to become naturalized, and Googling the risk of deportation. As DACA recipients, we will feel the urge to return to the shadows, but I urge you not to.
New York City's First Lady says anyone experiencing anxiety, depression, or any kind of emotional distress can call 1-888-NYC-WELL, 1-888-NYC-WELL. That's the free mental health helpline that's available at any time of day or night. She also says anyone can text WELL, W-E-L-L, to 65173. 65173, text WELL, or visit nyc.gov/thrivenyc to speak with a trained counselor. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.